women will not give up on the planet. This message reverberated through the UN Climate Change Conference on Tuesday, not just because it was Gender Day at COP21 with many events throughout the summit's halls, but thanks to dozens of voices coming together to sing and dance.
We're gonna keep on moving forward. We're gonna keep on moving forward. We're gonna keep on moving forward. Never turning back. Never turning back.
That was Titi Akosa, a Nigerian lawyer and the executive director of the Center for 21st Century Issues. She was one of the activists who stood out of the crowd, bringing impressive energy to the gathering. It aimed to highlight the urgency of keeping women's rights at the forefront of climate change discussions. Meanwhile, inside the 32 negotiating rooms of COP21, government representatives have been working to reach a new universal climate agreement.
This morning we have been with the women ministers from all over the world to tell them that we need them to stand strong on behalf of women in the negotiations and talk to their delegations so that they will do what is just and right for women.
Also taking part in the event was Leanne De Leon, an American with ties to the Philippines, who identifies as a gender non-conforming person. Leanne is at COP21 representing the Women's Major Group, which works to promote sustainable development and gender equality.
We want to say that with the current crisis of climate, that women and the marginalized are mostly being affected. They do not have access to the table to make these decisions. And so for us, as a women's network, we want to make sure that we amplify the voices coming from the grassroots communities.
Leanne also explained that as a feminist and gender non-conforming person, COP21 has provided a space to critique the current state of affairs related not only to patriarchy, but also on some of the impacts of globalization.
With the crisis on climate, it's exacerbating the current systems of oppression that gender non-conforming and queer people and women face in the world. Because of patriarchy and because of heteronormativity, we do not have access to healthcare, we do not have access to jobs, we are discriminated on, and so with climate change, it will just exacerbate those problems.
Despite women being disproportionately impacted by climate change, the message is also that women are a significant part of the solution. Here's Osprey Oriel Lake, the co-founder and executive director of We Can, the Women's Earth and Climate Action Network.
The women we work with around the world, the first thing they'll say to us is, you know what, we're not victims, we're the solutions. And they're really right, because 60 to 80% of all household food production in developing countries is done by women. So there's all these issues around food security and food sovereignty. It's the women. And UN studies show that if you have all these different water programs in developing countries, if you don't involve women in the decision making around it, the programs don't work, because it's the local water knowledge is held by women.
Just days away from discovering of what a new climate agreement will consist, those fighting for gender equality have made it clear that women and other minority groups will continue to raise their voices for a seat at the decision-making table. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations, reporting from COP21.